This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'd never sexually... I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct. I am looking for a fair process, a process where I can defend my integrity and clear my name. And all I'm asking for is fairness and that I be heard in this process.
That's the voice of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Hi, everybody. He was on Fox today and did a lengthy interview where you heard what he said. I'm a virgin. I never sexually assaulted anyone, meaning he was a virgin back in that time period in high school and then in college. He said he has a lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with a woman he knew when he was 14 years old. Boy, the escalation on this Thursday hearing is huge. Huge. He's going to testify before senators later this week on the allegations that were made by a professor in California who was in school in a private female prep school while he was in the boys' prep school in the same area. If you don't know the story, a quick rehash. Kavanaugh's been accused by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford of drunkenly forcing himself on her at a house party in Maryland about 30 years ago when they were both in high school. Like I mentioned, she was 15, he was 17. Another woman, Deborah Ramirez, told The New Yorker in a report published on Sunday evening that Kavanaugh thrust his member in her face, caused her to touch it without her consent during a drunken dormitory party when Kavanaugh and she were students at Yale University. And he said, listen, I never did that. I never assaulted anyone in high school or otherwise. But he didn't completely attack her and said, I feel sorry for her family, etc. He maintained that when he drank in high school, he never consumed so much alcohol that he couldn't remember the events of the previous night. So Democrats are calling for the FBI to open an investigation into the allegations, but Kavanaugh on Monday wouldn't say whether the Bureau should undertake that kind of an inquiry and instead pressed for that opportunity to present his case to senators as soon as possible. He said he was interviewed last Monday, the day after the allegations appeared by the committee staff under penalty of felony, and he denied it categorically and unequivocally. He said, I said twice during that I want a hearing tomorrow. Kavanaugh also dismissed unsubstantiated accusations pushed by an attorney, Michael Avenatti, you know that name from Stormy Daniels, that he was involved in efforts in the early 80s to target women by plying them with alcohol and drugs at house parties in the Washington area. He said, it's false and outrageous. I've never done such a thing or even known about such a thing. So is this a hurdle he can't get over, or is it one that's going to be stickier? It seems as though he can, I think. And President Donald Trump, who is at the United Nations, or was today, on Monday, not Tuesday, plugged the Kavanaugh's appearance Monday night on Twitter and said this is an outstanding family who must be treated fairly. His wife was by his side when he was doing the interview and said, I've known him for 17 years, and it's really hard to believe. He's decent. He's kind. He's good. I know his heart. This is not consistent with Brett. So what kind of allegations, what kind of questions are we going to hear on Thursday is going to be very interesting to see with the build-up to this. And, of course, hanging in the balance, by the way, is the Supreme Court seat. and a lifetime appointment. There have been protests. There's been polls. There's been just about everything that you can imagine under the sun to discuss this. And meanwhile, President Trump, about North Korea at the United Nations, that was part of the discussion. Moon Jae-in, who is the South Korea president, they sealed a deal on terms. The president is much softer in North Korea. He conferred on Monday with the South Korean president I mentioned to denuclearize North Korea, and he is preparing to chair a Security Council meeting on Wednesday that will focus on Iran. So what a turn of events, I guess, is what we can say. And this is what's being promised, the big change in Korea. If Korea is one peninsula, that will be the first time in my lifetime, and I'm sure the first time in many of your lifetimes. Or maybe some of you remember what happened, the Korean War, and how long have Americans been there on the line making sure and dismissing any possibility of harm, making sure that no harm came to the South Koreans. You wonder if all of that is going to get is going to change. And it certainly could. It certainly could, depending on how it plays out. But it's looking like it's playing out in the favor, and you got to give him credit, of President Trump, especially if they're signing deals to denuclearize. That's hugeness. And that's music to the ears of a ton of people, especially younger people who don't really realize what some of us had to deal with when we were kids. I didn't have duck and cover. I'm too young for that. But there were certainly discussions about China and discussions about Russia, especially a lot of discussions about Russia. And would we ever see that open? What kind of government will we see with Russia? I would say it's Putin's world, and all the other Russians just live in it. He has all the money. He has all the connections. He has all the power right now in Russia. After him, who knows? And that all comes down at the tail end of the week, heading into the weekend. So I'm sure it'll be a lot about, do you remember what happened 30 plus years ago? And that's tough. And it's tough to watch all of this play out. But I think it's a good thing, because if there's accusations, I think you clear them up. And if you clear them up, at least when you take that public stage, you certainly feel better, that's for sure. By the way, as we kind of ping in a few directions quickly at the top, we've got Donovan Cashin back again to talk about another adventure, not overseas, with cars that can't come back to America. But have you ever heard of plate auctions? Yeah, he talks about vanity plates being sold, and we both have a dirty little secret about cars. We like the same one. There's your big hint. He's coming up later this hour. Stay with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's amazing to me that these allegations come out of nowhere at the last minute and that they were brought up earlier in this process. And it's not untypical for our friends on the other side to pull that kind of crap.
Senator Orrin Hatch has his say and says they're pulling crap. That's what we see happening on the other side. Opinions abound on all sides of this. Just like where we are in the nation, half say yay, half say nay, half say he says, she says, Kavanaugh on the offense, and we haven't heard from the doctor yet. We'll know all that on Thursday. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. By the way, if you want to reach out to me, you can do that. Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and boom, you're in, just like that. It's so easy, so easy. So, there are, believe it or not, things that are pinging on my radar, maybe yours too, when we talk about what else is happening in the country. It seems like we have the needle stuck on the record right now with this Supreme Court nomination, which is very important because I said it before, but to be nominated to the highest court in the land, I'll never know that honor in my life, and neither will any of you that are listening to this show. Unless perhaps you are in the legal profession, that's your ambition, and you're trying to put yourself on the track to be heard and to get that seat. It would be an amazing position to be in, I can tell you that, because what you rule and how you view the law and looking and weighing it and serving justice, you really set the course. You're one of the three branches of government, so I do think it's important, whoever it is that steps into that role, is vetted anyway, and that's, of course, what happens in these proceedings. A lot of times something stumbles out that changes the fates and fortunes of those who could have, would have, maybe even should have been on the Supreme Court, but they, you know, didn't get there. Remember the Senate rejecting Robert Bork for the Supreme Court. He was a judge on the Federal Appeals Court in the District of Columbia and demanded a full vote on the Senate floor And it's crazy how that even got to that point. But, you know, this is a guy who had an interesting legacy and was one of those judges who really didn't have a chance to move the Supreme Court up to that Supreme Court level. His failure to be confirmed had a big effect on how we elect justices to that highest honor that I'm talking about. And, you know, you think about 1987 is what we're talking about, his Supreme Court nomination hearing. And what happened? It didn't happen as things were unfolding. And what was going on with the Senate Judiciary Committee and what they found. I mean, where would we be with our laws if the Senate had confirmed Bork? Ultimately, who got that spot? Anthony Kennedy, who was a diehard conservative in some areas like the economy or economic policies and the First Amendment, but he was liberal in other areas. Bork would have been a conservative activist like probably Scalia. He would have been consistent on his vote. I would think. But with when you look at the court appointments and the confirmations and, you know, all of that and how some of those nominations didn't, you know, were derailed. So there wasn't a bunch of transparency in the Bork hearing. He was a former federal appeals court judge. He was a law professor at Yale. He was a Justice Department official during the Nixon administration. And it was Bork that did not get on. So he didn't move on. Very, very interesting. And I'll tell you what, while that's, you know, where you start to talk about the history of Supreme Court justices and how they got nominated and how they didn't get nominated, then you look at the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rothstein, the man who directly protected, really, the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 election. So now Rothstein certainly has been in a position where it looks like you would think he's gone. He was at the White House on Monday. There have been all these contradictory reports, but I guess he's going to stay on the job till at least through Wednesday. Seems pretty topsy-turvy to me, right? And part of this is all of the outcry over this conversation about the 25th Amendment. So, most likely that's it. He's gone. And then it's just a question of, you know, through Thursday, and then he's out. It didn't seem like it. It seemed like today was going to be the day. There have been a few sad legacies that have been left on the doorstep because of what ends up being a short tenure, honestly. And it will affect that Mueller investigation, for sure. By the way, the Republicans are seeing their highest favorability in 7 years. So when we get ready for this midterm elections, less than half of Americans, 45%, say they have a favorable view of the Republican Party. This was a Gallup poll that came out on Monday. The party is worried about the midterm elections in November. But this is actually the highest favorable view of the party since January of 2011, when they hit 47%. If you remember in 2010, during President Obama's first term midterm elections, Republicans won 6 seats in the Senate, 63 in the House. So the numbers are pretty good. Is it a good sign for Republicans? I would think it's a good sign. If you know, these polls can be put in perspective in a couple of different ways, except for when they're supposedly nonpartisan, they're crunching numbers, and Gallup is one of those. I think you can trust it more. I really do. I think you can trust it more. So why the high favorability? Because of what's happening, the attacks, the constant everyday Trump bashing, you know, what is it that has melted some people who were kind of on the president? Something did. Something did. Here's a quick follow-up to a story we did about the Maryland football player who died from heat stroke, because it's something that people should know. Jordan McNair, who was 19 years old, died June 13th. That was weeks after taking part in an off-season conditioning session at Maryland's turf outdoor practice field in late May. I've actually been to that field because I spoke right there at the University of Maryland when I went back for a speech on that campus. So it's funny because I got up and ran around that area. I know that area well. So the failure was in assessing his vital signs, including his core temperature, failure to quickly recognize he was having heat illness and not properly treating him, worsened the condition is what they said. This was an independent report that was released heading into the weekend. So they needed cooling devices like an immersion tank near the workout, because if they had put him in the water, they say if you identify heat stroke within 30 minutes, and do cold water immersion, when you identify that you elevate the core temperature, that's the best practice. So they didn't make a determination as to whether his death was an accident or due to negligence. But what a sad thing. Heat stroke. He was taken from the field. The air temp was about 81 degrees. He was having cramps. He bent over at the waist. 28 minutes after he was taken to the field in the training, he got worse, heat stroke. They called 911. But that had been an hour and 7 minutes after the symptoms were first noticed. And that's the problem. Now, what is sad is that the report says there was a chance to save McNair. Hopefully people learn from this. Hopefully coaches are all reading this and they're getting those immersion tanks if they don't have them. Hang with us. Cash and Cars, Donovan Cashin up next on ATN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife, Ashley, sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
We're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
Accuser Christine Ford scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News,
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Delaney, we're celebrating 10 years. Woohoo! 10 years on the air. Who knew? And one of the things that I have a love for but know very little about, I can't even change tire. I tried once on the BQE in New York, and luckily I was rescued by a very nice man. But I do love cars. There's no question about that. So it's so fun to have my pal, Donovan Cashin on the show with Cashin Cars. He actually has a business and he helps people find the unique automobiles they're looking for at all different income levels, by the way, meaning what the car would cost and shopping that around for you, et cetera, because we all know what a headache it is in trying to find cars and checking them out and getting the right kind of cars. And he has a love for really exotic cars. In our last segment where we were with Donovan, we both talked about that we liked Porsche 911s. The Porsche 911 to me was really the first cool car that I saw that I really, really liked. There was something about being in it and there was something about driving it too. When I got my license, I had a chance to drive one a bunch of times, but for some reason I never actually went and got one when they were probably so affordable, though we found out from Donovan last time, if we really wanted to get the cool Porsche, it'd be $500,000. So it looks like I'm going to be on the road for 300 days next year so I can buy that car. Donovan Cashin with Cashin Cars, thanks so much as always for coming back on the show.
Of course, pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about Monterey. We just kind of touched on that. We didn't even dive into it. But last time around, we talked about the Geneva car show. And you talked, it was fascinating because you talked about this diamond encrusted Bugatti, where I'm just, my mind has just gone wild on that. And also cars that aren't legal in the U.S. Now, Monterey, I would imagine, was a very different kind of show. What's the big difference between a Monterey car show, which is equally as, I'll call it, sexy, versus the Geneva auto show?
So there's a lot more of high-income individuals at the event, usually. So you'll see a lot more millionaires and billionaires showing at this special Monterey car event from literally all over the world. For instance, it's definitely a one-up game there because everyone has a Ferrari there. I'm putting air quotes right now. But so it's very hard to be original in Monterey. So a lot of people will ship their cars, even from Britain, for instance. I saw a few cars that were shipped over from there, places from Qatar and Monaco. So you'll see the world's wealthiest people gather in a 30, 40-mile radius. So it's definitely an interesting thing to see.
Yeah, and you say 30 to 40-mile radius, and I used to live in California, and some people listening to us are listening to us in California, and they know the Monterey area. So does it go all the way up to 17-mile drive and the Pebble Beach area and all around there, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people, because it's such a large event, people will stay tens of more miles away from the event. So it's definitely interesting.
Wow, so they have a little space. What was the and this is hard because you really like cars. And I know that if people go on Instagram, they can find Cash and Cars and you can see all the amazing photos that Donovan has taken. And I saw some of those photos. But what was your favorite car? Did you have a favorite car that you saw at Monterey at this show?
The problem was that every time I thought I had a favorite car, I'd look down the next street and then find another car that I liked more. I love just about everything there, but if I had to narrow it down, it'd probably be some sort of Pagani, which is a rare Italian sports car that's recently been imported to the United States. So something very ultra rare and exclusive that you don't ever see. So.
Now you just said the Pagani, right?
Pagani.
And that's just been imported into the United States. So that means not that many people could possibly have their hands on them, right?
No, and the fact that they're $2 million also limits a lot of people. It's a crazy amount for a car, but they are beautiful.
Wow, $2 million. But you said it, if you're a billionaire or, you know, depending on how much, you know, CEOs, heads of entrepreneurs who have done well and good for them, then that's a whole different level of what we're talking about. And it's an investment, right? When you get one of these cars, we've never talked about that, but in a sense, it is an investment, correct?
Correct. It just depends on which car you buy. Some of the ultra-rare exotic cars that you buy for millions will actually appreciate in value even if you drive them. So there's definitely – it's interesting the market of cars and how they go up and down. But, for instance, manual Porsches, for instance, if we touch back on Porsches, they for last year they offered the last special edition, like manual 911 they were going to sell – only 900, and they offered them for $180,000, which is a lot of money, of course, but barely anyone would actually end up paying that amount because they all sold out instantly, and online you could find them priced for about $1 million at one point.
Wow, so can you imagine that investment? I mean, that's better than what you can get on most stocks on the stock market if you got that at the 180 or less. And then you ended up selling it for close to $1 million or even $500,000 or whatever it would be. Certainly that's a high profit margin. Was this the first time that you were at Monterey?
Correct. This is the first time I was able to visit the Monterey car event. I've heard about it for years and years, so I was very excited and blessed to be able to visit it for the first time.
And there was a lot of people there, right? As you said, it's a different kind of people, but there – but it's very popular. I remember it from when I was in California. It's been around for a while, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger. So there's definitely a thirst for it, and you saw a lot of different kinds of people, I would imagine.
Yes, it's actually the largest event that goes through Monterey, actually. It's larger than the PGA Pebble Beach event. So as that, just to put that in scale and how large it is on this small, really quaint tourist town, it definitely is a car overload, as you would say.
Wow, that's a good picture to paint in everyone's mind, because I talk about golf a lot, and that is a huge tournament. A lot of celebrities play in the Pro-Am there, and a lot of people come out to Pebble. So if you've got the interest there for that, and it's that much bigger, I can only imagine what that's like in Monterey. And I mentioned that, you know, you sound so mature. You sound like you're 25 years old, and you're not. To me, your business has nowhere to go but up, because you already know you like this and you want to do some form of it. And, you know, when you're 14 and you're 15, you're 16, it's probably annoying, but people always ask you, what do you want to do with your life? You want to do something in the car field, don't you? And what would you want to do?
Yes,
and what would you want to do? Would you want to continue to be like this broker?
I would love to work on the sales side in an exotic dealership, because brokering a deal is definitely a little bit harder than being at either end of the deal. So I'd love to work for a name brand exotic dealership like Lamborghini or Ferrari.
Ah, where you would know a lot about the car, and then you could help people who were trying to make that leap into, is this what I want and what does it do and what are all the different functionality of this car and what other cool things about it. What do you think are some of the coolest add-ons on exotic cars? What do you like?
So a lot of people will, to express their own personality, they'll do $100,000 body kits offered by many different manufacturers from across the world. So it's definitely, people will take a bland Lamborghini and turn it into their own car, pretty much. So they'll add the bright color they want. So they'll redo the interiors. They'll add underlights. So they'll make it definitely. A lot of people make it their own car, really.
Wow. So if I wanted to get a body kit and I kind of wrap my car into, I don't want to take this car back, please hire me to speak. That would be unique.
Yes, you could do that, yeah.
It would look a little ridiculous, though. How about vanity plates on some of these exotic cars? Is that popular or no? Is that kind of taboo?
There's a mix of people do vanity plates, but it just depends on exactly what plate number they choose. But plates will, I know in Arab countries, they'll have plate auctions for cars, and they will sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars for certain license plates. And here in the U.S. even, some state custom license plates will be sold online for auction. For instance, the plate Ferrari in Texas sold for $10,000 last year. So that's just to show that there is definitely still a want for these vanity plates. And since you can only be one of one, since you can't have repeating plate numbers, it's a very highly valued asset.
Wow, I love that. Just learned something new. I didn't know that. Plate auctions. So if I hurry up and go out there and get a bunch of cool plates, then I can auction them off. Nice. I know what I'm doing when I get off the air tonight, for sure. All right, Donovan Cashin, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that? I mentioned Instagram. They can go to Cashin Cars because they can see your photography there in the cars, etc. But is that the best place?
That pretty much is the best place to reach me. I'm a teenager after all, so my life is on social media. So I spend a lot of my time on there. So as soon as someone writes me, I usually write back almost instantly.
Excellent. All right, Donovan Cashin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Pleasure to be here.
That That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I love the title of this book of our next guest in our virtual green room. So excited to have Ellen Walker on. The Secret War, the Struggle for Your Last Freedom. And that just evokes all kinds of images, I think. Ellen, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here with you.
So paint a picture for us. Tell us what the book is about overall, the overall theme of it.
Okay. The overall theme, I think we need to look at what is the last freedom. The war is important and something that people don't know about, but the war is over something that's really significant, and that is your last freedom. And that came from a camp pastor I had in high school back in the 60s. This was back in the days when the POWs were coming home from war. You've seen a lot of that with as we've gone back through the life of John McCain. But in that camp meeting, he talked about the fact that when you're a prisoner of war, everything is taken away from you. Your food, your clothing, you're kept in cages, you're tortured, you're beaten within an inch of your life, and then the next day it starts all over again. But he said, no matter what they take away from you, there is one freedom that is yours to the very end, and that freedom is your attitude, and that you have a choice. Whether you're going to live with hope or you're going to live with despair, whether you're going to hate your enemy or you're going to love your enemy. So when I talk about your last freedom, and I found out later, years later, that a gentleman by the name of Viktor Frankl is the one who actually coined the phrase, but there is a struggle for your attitude and for the way you think on things and the way you respond in your life. So that's, in a real short nutshell, is what the war and the struggle is all about.
Oh, and I so agree with you, and you set that up beautifully. And I see it constantly in my life, and I know people listening can completely relate to that. And in changing your attitude, do you feel that people are able to enjoy their life more? They're not placing judgment so much on everything that happens to them, and it just changes pretty much how people even perceive them, right?
Your attitude is a tremendous determining factor. In fact, you know, they used to say, you hear all the time, you are what you eat. In reality, you are what you think. And I don't know, you probably, how many people do you know who are angry or unhappy, frustrated, worried, grumpy, upset, hurt? People who are slaves to alcohol or drugs or food addictions or sex, or there's so many things that are impacted by your attitude. The thing that I desperately want people to understand, though, is that changing your attitude is not something that you can always do yourself. I'm a food addict. I'm really overweight. I've just finished losing 90-some pounds. But what I found is, like, if you think about, oh, I'm not supposed to, if you ever did anything for Lent and you gave up something like chocolate, and the more you give up something, the more you want it, more you think about it. And so the changing of your attitude is not something that can be done just by yourself with sheer willpower. There has to be something that impacts you more than that.
Ooh,
to accomplish that.
I totally agree with that. So what can people do, or what should they do if they want to go down that path? Like, congratulations to you for that weight battle, as you're saying, you know, you are what you think. And how did you do that to already lose 90-some pounds? How did that happen?
Okay, now this is where your listeners may not like what I have to say, but it's the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only way that we can change our attitudes. And let me give you an example. When I first got married to my husband, and we'd been married about a month, and he did something that I got really upset about. And I went up to him, and I clenched my fist, and I said, "You make me so angry." And I thought I was in for a big fight. And my husband turned to me, and he said, "I don't make you angry. You make yourself angry. If I had a choice, I'd make you happy, but I can't do that either. It's all up to you." First off, there needs to be a coming of responsibility for my own thoughts and my own attitudes and my own anger, or why is it that this is upsetting me? Or there has to be some accountability. And when we realize that there are forces that are trying to take our attitude away from us, and that only God can help us win that battle, then we start to win the war on changing our attitude.
Yeah, so well put. I totally agree with you. And I think there are many people listening that would absolutely echo the same sentiment. There's no question about that. And in the attitude and in thinking and in winning the war, you know, the struggle, the secret war, the struggle, your last freedom, which is what Ellen Walker's talking about, and putting this together, I can imagine what that was like for you. What was the process like in writing the book?
Well, it took 3 years, but it's been a process over many, many years as a Bible teacher and studying scripture and learning to walk with God. It's taken him a long time to show me all this stuff. In fact, in my introduction, I dedicate this to my grandkids because I said, this is stuff that's taken me a lifetime to learn, and I'm hoping that maybe you can learn from my mistakes and my examples. So it doesn't take you so long to try to learn what it has taken me for a long time to learn. And in the book, that's what I do. I go back to the basics and explain, these are the basic attitudes. If you go back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and the Beatitudes, we call them Beatitudes, our reverse attitude. These are attitudes we are to be. And once these attitudes become real and functional in your life, then Jesus goes on in the rest of the Sermon on the Mount to explain the, what I call advanced training, or the more involved attitudes and the growth that needs to happen in these basics before you have the tools that you need to fight against attitudes that do not belong in your life. The process was long, over a lifetime, but it was about 3 years to actually put it down in paper, because I tend to have interruptions, like my grandson lives in the house with me, so I like to play with him, and he likes me to play with him. The writing took a lot longer than it probably should have, but...
But it came and it worked, and we're speaking with Ellen Walker, The Secret War, The Struggle for Your Last Freedom, and you can pick it up at Amazon, etc. And Ellen, in talking about The Secret War, you can tell, and you can tell in the book, you really want people to win the war. And I can imagine, as you put this together and you told friends, etc., what was their reaction?
Well, everyone I've ever talked to has always been intrigued with the whole idea and excited about it. So I'm hoping the book will help them crystallize some of these ideas. But one of the things I'm mentioning is you cannot win every battle. And even as I wrote this, I had bigger and bigger battles that confronted me in my mind and my heart and my thinking. And so as I overcame or let God overcome those battles, then I was able to then translate that into other things I put in my book. So it's kind of like the more that you decide, okay, God, I'm going to let you take control, the more evil comes in and wants to draw you away from God and draw you away from those things that he's striving to do in your life. So there's a constant battle. In fact, the minute that you realize there's a battle, then the battle gets more intense, because Satan has a tendency to want to, he gets into our thoughts, he gets into our attitudes and the things that we're strongest in. That's where he pulls us away and tries to just put his foot in the door and get us going the wrong direction. So it's not an easy war.
Yeah, it's not easy. So you tell people, I mean, and for people listening, this is great that you have a chance to really explain your book and talk about your book. So it's not something that happens overnight, and patience pays, correct? Yeah.
It happens over a lifetime, and God is patient in helping us overcome these things. But we all make mistakes. We all lapse. We all go into negative thoughts because we have this selfishness. I'm always concerned about me and what I want rather than what God has intended and what he's doing. And when I focus on me, then I'm starting to lose the battle. Jesus Christ is the only one that can take my thoughts off of me and place them in the place where they need to be. God created us to have this awesome life with one another. And I look at the world today and the anger and the vitriol that people have against each other and the speech hate, and it's gotten, it seems so much worse. I don't know if it has or not, but if people would just stop and understand that they're letting their emotions and their things be controlled by forces that are not good. And when we open ourselves to the author of truth and love and peace and beauty in Jesus Christ and God, then those things change. And our world's not going to change until people allow God to do work in their hearts.
What a perfect place to end this. Ellen Walker, The Secret War, The Struggle for Your Last Freedom. Pick up her book today. Great conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.